Well, if we've learned anything over the past 4 months, it's that elections matter, don't they? During the last election, we were promised smarter government that was supposed to be more responsible to the people. Instead, the new Democrat majority has spent more money than any time in our nation's history. They forced their old big government agenda on us during a recession and racked up debt to be passed on to our children for generations. Simply, the new Democrats in Washington are refusing to listen to people like you and me and everybody at this convention. We must band together and say, enough is enough. Big government stops here. But the problem isn't just out in Washington. We have the same issues right here in our own backyard. Taxpayers are looking for jobs and watching their money go up in smoke. And what does Doyle do? He preaches about fiscal responsibility while he goes on a $6 billion spending spree paid for by you, the taxpayers. It was that same Governor Doyle now proposing $6 billion in new spending and lied and said, the problem is not that people are taxed too little, the problem is that government spends too much. Was Doyle honest when he promised he wouldn't raise our taxes?
No.
Was Doyle honest when he promised he wouldn't raise taxes on employers?
No.
Was Doyle honest when he told us he wouldn't raise our car insurance to pay trial attorneys?
No.
Was Doyle honest when he told us that he wouldn't raise our property taxes to pay back the teachers' union? Is this the kind of change you believe in?
No.
With full control of state government, Jim Doyle and the Democrats want to repeal work requirements for welfare recipients and give food stamps to deadbeat dads. They are wreaking havoc on what Governor Tommy Thompson instilled in us, the old-fashioned Wisconsin work ethic where we value a hand up and not a handout. But while Doyle and the Democrats engineer their social agenda and raise taxes to pay for their big government spending spree, employers are closing their doors. And I can tell you, being from Kenosha, we just saw that this past week with Chrysler. It doesn't take an economist to know raising taxes during a recession won't put Wisconsinites back to work or get our economy back on track. So we need you. We need you part of this team. We're going to have a great convention this weekend, but like I said last night, this is going to be a different party. We are not going to just go with the flow, or whatever everyone always told our party how we should act and what we should do and how we should operate. We are going to be the party that sticks to its principles, sticks to the platform that we adopted, and we're going to stop playing footsie with the people that really water down our brain, because it's our responsibility as party leaders, everybody out there, we have to hold our elected officials accountable, we have to hold our brand to what it is, it's our responsibility, and that's what we have to do. We must be vocal and tell these Democrats, and even a few in our own party, to stop the spending spree, stop spending our money, stop raising our taxes, stop killing jobs. Governor Doyle should make the same tough decisions he is asking taxpayers to make, because enough is enough. Big government stops here, and big government stops today. Thank you very much, and enjoy the meeting. We're going to have a great time.
Great message. It's my honor now to introduce Laura Ray Anderson. She's a student at UW-Eau Claire. She's currently been elected to serve as chair of the Wisconsin Federation of College Republicans. Getting young voters involved in the election process and politics is a priority for Wisconsin Republicans, and Laura Ray is working hard to help us do just that. Don't you just love these young people involved in Republican politics? Laura Ray Anderson.
Some more ugly Doyle picks. That's what the guy
that means there's good ones out there.
Yeah, that's what the guy at Doyle or at the State Journal was like, dude, can you find a any worse picture of Doyle?
I'm a little short, so this needs to come down.
I used to be a
union and we get their newsletter. I wanted to give you a speech that was reflective of what college students sound like when they talk, so I waited until this morning to write it.
Black and white.
Because that's often what we do in school. But before I get into the meat of my speech, I'd really like to thank RPW because they've done so much for the College Republicans this weekend and for all of you. I know that there's a lot of people that you see up here introducing people and talking, but there's a ton of people running around with their little headsets. If you see any of them, thank them because they are doing a lot of work. Doing a lot of work. The College Republicans are working on forming a more solid relationship with RPW this year and forming a more solid relationship with county parties because we're very, very important to each other. I understand that the stereotypical relationship between county parties and college Republican groups has been something like, if the college Republicans do the lit drops, the county party will pay for their gas to get to convention. However, we've discussed more expanding on those ideas, because here's the thing, just because most people in our county parties aren't in college does not mean that you all don't have great ideas for what we should do on our college campuses. And just because we're in college doesn't mean that we don't want to be connected with the community and don't have great ideas to do that. Now, if we have more of an exchange of ideas and we have the same relationships that we've had before, I think it can really help out both of us. Now, growing on that, the people we really, really, really need to exchange ideas with are liberals. As scary as they are, we need to exchange ideas with liberals because they need to hear our message. Especially on college campuses. On college campuses, there are some strong misperceptions of what Republicans stand for. I have two examples from my own experience. I have a couple of good friends who are very, very, very Democrat, very left, still nice people. One of the first conversations I had with one of my friends, who is a self-proclaimed socialist, consisted of me talking about my ideas for education, my ideas for reforming welfare, and him in turn saying, wow, you should be on student senate, you should run for office, I think I'd vote for you. And then I said, you know I'm a Republican, right? And he just says, oh, really? And that was the end of that conversation. And my sophomore year is my first year in the College of Republicans, and I'm looking to recruit some new freshmen. So I'm talking to this new freshman, great guy. I ask him, what do you like to do outside of class? What are your hobbies? He says, well, I'm really involved in politics, so naturally I invite him to the CIs. And he says, you're a Republican? And I say, yeah, you know, he goes, but you're so nice. Like, they think that we're these mean people, and I'm like, that's just not the case. Now, another problem on our college campuses, it reminds me of something that I learned in school the other day. I can't get through this speech without talking about school. One of my favorite classes is American Political Thought, and a couple weeks ago we got finished talking about Frederick Douglass, one of our great American heroes, helping emancipate the slaves. Now, Frederick Douglass, this old guy sitting on his bed, a young man asked him, how do I make a difference in politics? And Frederick Douglass said three words. He said, agitate, agitate, agitate. And in a similar speech that he was giving to other people, he said three other words. He said, work, work, work. Now, I think the problem with American society today is one of our parties goes with one of those, and one of our party goes with the other one. Seeing as Republicans are some of the hardest workers I know, and Democrats are some of the most agitated people I know. Now, on college campuses, it seems to me that if the Democrats would do some actual work and less yelling. And the Republicans got out there and were just a little more impolite, we might have some equal representation. Now, even as we like to say we're so outnumbered on college campuses, I am proud to say that most college Republican chapters in the state are bigger than the college Democrat chapters and more active than the college Democrat chapters, especially in off years. I was at our organizations fair this past spring, before spring semester, and some college Dems came up to the college Republican booth, and I said, where are you guys? I'll come talk to you, you know, because they're my friends. And they said, we don't really have a booth. There's not an election. I don't really think we need one. And I was like, oh, well, you're going down this semester because we still have a club. Now, I think that that really says a lot about our character. The college Republicans are persistent, strong, committed people. And this is a set of characteristics that we really, truly need to win the next election. And I think that's something that we can all attribute to ourselves. Republicans are of strong moral character. This is something that in this country we cannot afford to lose. There are many, many places where our country needs change, where our country needs reform, but something that needs to stay consistent are our morals and our values. We need to fight for the right to life, the right to protect your marriage, the right to bear arms, and the right to keep what you earn. For ourselves. We are not doing this for ourselves. Everybody deserves these rights. This is not a battle between good and evil, but this is a battle between friends. This is a battle between families and American brothers and sisters, and we are fighting for the rights of everybody, not for our right to forward our political careers. We are fighting for the prosperity of everybody in America, and we need to remember that. As that's true, we need to fight with dignity, we need to fight with pride, and patriotism. This is what separates us from our opponents, and this is what separates us from those who shouldn't be winning elections. Now, we need to be a little more agitated, and we need to get that message out there and win our votes because people agree with us, people believe in our cause, and we need to let them know that the college Republicans are going to do this throughout this year and during the election years. And I would love for you to join us in our fight. Thank you, and God bless.
Great message, Dorian. You know, the future of this country is a great, great hands with young people like you. All right, next up I want to introduce to you Mary Boonstreet. Mary is one of the longest serving members of the RPW Executive Committee and Republican National Committee. Mary has been our National Committee on the National Committee woman since 1992. She has worked as local, state, national campaign since 1960. And if my math is right, that's almost 50 years. Mary.